Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, it is Weekend Geek Update Spotlight Edition. I have in front of me, to the side of me actually, the Comic Book League. Now you guys, go ahead and introduce yourself for the listeners at home.
My name is Bladen Cordell. I am the vice president of the club.
And I'm John Beecham. I'm the president.
Now it's more than just a club though. I mean, this is a full-blown class, is it not?
Nope.
No.
It's all extracurricular. We encourage students to do... to do their craft outside of the classroom, just to get them that much more experience.
Okay, so then what is the purpose behind Comic Book Club? What are you guys doing? Because you're here at Rocky Mountain Con this weekend, and you've got a myriad of just stuff over there. I haven't dived in yet. So what are you guys up to today?
Well, really we're just here to promote ourselves to people in the industry and hopefully get some comic books sold. We've been doing a good couple of anthologies lately.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we're up to
Actually, I just got published in an anthology.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, we're trying to do the same. So we're just publishing our own, and our third one just came out. It's called Quick Draw. It's all about Westerns, and we have a whole array of stories from Western, like Chinese Westerns to like hell. So
you know, you think the Western genre is making a comeback after Magnificent Seven, and now we've got Westworld going on TV.
A lot of people thought that the Western genre is kind of dying out, because all those classic movies, John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, all that stuff,
Sam Peckinpah and Slim Pickens, and just rugged manly names.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're not rugged or manly anymore.
We're trying to bring it back. Yeah, with movies like The Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight is great. Yeah, what did you guys think about Hateful Eight?
Oh, I love that movie.
It's a little long, but
it's extremely long.
I mean, for it being in one set, the entire time, like it's amazing. It's extremely well done.
And it even made Wyoming seem kind of interesting.
Only if you like snow. Are you out of your head?
No. Well, I'm from there, so.
Oh, okay.
It made what we have there more interesting.
But yeah, I mean, definitely, I do think the genre of Western is kind of coming back. Because that Liam Hemsworth and Woody Harrelson just did The Duel.
Yep.
Or something like that. Haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's pretty good. Definitely I do think it's making a comeback.
So now you guys are artists by trade.
Yep.
Or going to school. Now, where are you attending school at?
The Art Institute of Colorado.
Okay. And that's the one that's over off Broadway, correct?
Yep. Or Lincoln? Lincoln and 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right there downtown.
Now, how long have you guys been in school?
I have been there for almost 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
So.
You're going to be a doctor soon.
I know. I'm getting close.
I've been going there for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Still probably have about 2 years left.
So now what of the Art Institute are you just taking like general classes or how does that work over there? Because
we're both in the animation program.
Okay.
Arts and animation.
Yeah, and I'm working towards my bachelor, so there's that combination of gen eds and actual artistic classes.
Definitely.
So
wow, okay.
Yep, same story for me.
Yeah.
Interesting. So now what pulls you towards the art side? What do you guys get, off on the most?
It's a very good question.
I was just going to say...
Besides porn. Okay.
Crap. There goes my answer.
Ah, damn it.
No, I just love being able to tell a story. And I've always loved drawing, and I've never really thought about comic books until I actually got to the school and met J. Peter Onitz.
Mm-hmm. We know Jay well.
Yeah.
He's been on the show a couple times and has done our logo and some other work for us. So
yeah, he just...
We got a history with Jay.
He just kind of force-fed me some comics, and then from there, I was just like, all right, man, this is what I got to get into. These artists are incredible.
Yeah, having a teacher like him, he really pushes us to, tell a story visually. Because any story can be told with words. I mean, not always well, but
true.
You know, if you can tell a story visually without the words, and then, you know, it just makes the story that much better.
So, has he made you read, I guess, look through G.I. Joe Silent Endurance?
No.
I
never actually read that.
Oh my god. It's one of the first comics I ever did without any words. It's Storm Shadow versus Snake Eyes.
Okay.
And Snake Eyes breaks into Cobra Mountain to rescue Scarlet and faces off against Storm Shadow. Not a single word was...
really?
Yeah, I think it's G.I. Joe 28. It's probably one of the most reprinted comic books in the world.
Full 22 pages?
Yeah, full comic.
Damn.
Not a single word.
Check that out.
Yeah, that
and this is back
incredible.
In the 80s. This is before, you know, everyone's before just some...
groundbreaking, edgy stuff.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So it's very well done. So now... what genre are you wanting to break into besides country or Western? Country Western. Sorry, I was doing Country Western Awards the other night.
So we are going to do a new round of anthology for the club, and
right.
we're going to look at some mafia and like crime type stuff.
Ooh,
yeah.
So I mean, really nothing. You know, nothing in particular. You know, we're just going with the flow right now. You know. Picking a genre that everybody likes and you know, kind of having at it.
All right. Now, were you ever into comics coming up? I mean, you said you'd never seen one since Jay beat you over the head with one.
Well, my introduction to comics was the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
And
like the cartoon or the actual comic?
Well, it was the cartoon first, but then, of course, being a kid, I heard that there was books about them, so I went and got some.
Okay.
And those were really the only comics I was really into until around 4 years ago. And then I started reading some DC, and people make fun of me for it, but I've been getting into Aquaman a lot.
There's nothing wrong with Aquaman. He was being written well, and then it just kind of went sideways.
Yeah, yeah. So, really, yeah, I just pretty much now anything with Sean Murphy in it or doing the art for it.
Okay.
And just anything that has an interesting story just catches my eye.
All right.
Yeah. I think the first actual comics I ever read were Bedlam.
Now, see, I don't even know if you should get made fun of for reading DC, because, I mean, not a whole lot of people know about the Badger.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, my dad liked those comics when they started coming out, and, you know, like, I got one issue that was he's basically being... what's his name? What's the... oh my god.
I can't help. I've never read that.
Nope. I'm forgetting his
name.
You're
kind of on your own, dude.
I'm totally forgetting it.
I read like
Belushi.
Okay.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
So the character's name in the comic is Blutarski. So
Blutarski, kind of like out of Animal House.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, Badger has to basically follow him around, you know, doing all these crazy shenanigans and doing speedballs and, you know.
What?
It's crazy.
What
yeah,
comic
it's crazy.
Is this?
I'm reading these crazy comics.
What?
But, yeah, you know, like, that was my introduction to comics, and, you know, I've always liked them, you know.
All right. Interesting. All right. So, if you could dream job here. Who do you want to write for? What hero do you think needs some of your panache?
Oh, man. Well, the Turtles definitely don't need me, because that comic book is still going strong. I would love to do art for him, though.
Okay.
As far as writing a book, I would love to create the Shadow again, because I feel like he's...
He only knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just feel like he's a real interesting character that hasn't been touched on for a while. And I feel like a really good noir comic can make a real impact on comics right now.
He is being published under Dynamite. You might want to
pick
him
is?
Up. Yep.
Oh, totally missed it. Now I feel very
No,
ridiculous.
But he could use some love. The Shadow could use a nice little reawakening or kind of a update. Because I think they're still writing for him like back in the 20s style era. So.
Wow. Oh, yeah. See, I'd love to do him like right now and get him like into modern stuff and just kind of X-File-y, where he's like, he exists, but nobody really knows he exists, even with all these cell phones and
nobody can get a picture of him.
Yeah, like, he's so shifty that we all know he's out there. You don't really know he's out there.
Just don't know.
Yeah.
He's a shadow.
I want to believe in the shadow.
I want to believe. I think the X-Files would be a little pissed on that one, but hey, it's a good tagline.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to believe.
I know. I would like to do some art for Deadpool.
Go figure, with a Deadpool jacket on.
Yeah, Deadpool's my guy, you know. But I liked him before this. You know, the movie came out and created all the hype.
Right.
But I do like the series that's going on with him right now. Brian Posehn is the writer.
It's weird to see him on Big Bang Theory, acting, and everything, and you're just like. The guy is just so awkward, but
he's super awkward. But that's
funnier
part of his,
now.
That's part of his shtick, you know, like I loved him as the mailman on Just Shoot Me.
Yeah,
he was great. He was so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I really like, you know, the way he writes, and you know, he writes amazing Deadpool.
He does.
So yeah, I mean, I think.
And he didn't make an appearance in the movie, did he? Just saying. I don't remember seeing him.
I don't think he did.
Which is kind of
bullshit, because it is. You know, he has carried the torch.
That's
for
true.
Deadpool. Because if it wasn't for him, a lot of what we saw in that movie would not have happened.
And you know, I don't think they could have chose a better actor to play Deadpool. I really don't know who it would have been.
Dude, he campaigned for that thing forever. If it wasn't for him, I don't even think that movie would have succeeded.
Ryan Reynolds was born to be Deadpool.
No.
You know, I mean... Van Wilder's Deadpool.
Shut up. Don't even get me started on that. I know, and he's got that new movie called Life where they're in the spaceship up in space, because it's a spaceship. Space station. It's orbiting around Earth, and they find a life form, and they bring it on.
Oh, yeah.
All I can see is Deadpool in space now. It sucks.
That looks like a really good movie.
It does look like a really good... Jake Gyllenhaal's in it, and I mean, they just got like a cavalcade of stars, but I'm just like, it's Deadpool in space. It's kind of like when they did Tarzan. All I can see is like, oh, Eric the Vampire with apes. Great. That's what we needed. So out of the onslaught of pop culture that's going on right now, is there something that's just tweaking your melon that you're like, God, I wish this could be just a little bit better, or I'd put this kind of twist on it because it fell short of the expectation? Because as what you're trying to accomplish, I'm sure, with the Comic Book Writers Guild and your club and all that, is reinvent the wheel, so to speak, in your own way.
Right.
So when you're looking at and when you're digesting it, what is just like, God, this needs to be different.
Well, something that I'd really love to see in comic books that I haven't seen in a while is a really good horror comic book.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like old EC style, Crypt Keeper type?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just something that I haven't seen in a while, and it just something that when you turn the page, you're a little... You want to turn the page, but you don't want to turn the page at the same time.
Right.
And I'd love to figure out a way to make that happen, but...
The days of old where you got the bed sheet over the head with the flashlight.
Yep. My mom will get me in trouble.
Nice.
You know, that's a really good question. You know, because it's hard to tweak pop culture, you know? It's why it's pop culture. It's because, you know, this is what everybody's doing.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess the best thing that we could do is, you know, try to look for something that's not there. And that's kind of hard.
Yeah, what isn't there these days, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it really comes down to using everything that we're learning at school, thinking outside the box, and, you know, reaching your hand in the bag, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what's in there, but, you know, you're going to pull something out.
Grab bag of danger. Here we go.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean... Putting a you know, your finger right on what we're looking for, it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
All right. So now, do you have a favorite story at this point that you want to try and hit the mark with? I mean, besides like Legends of the Dark Knight, everyone always wants to try and be the next Frank Miller. But I mean, is there one story that you're just like, just opened your eyes and changed you, and you're like, God, I want to hit that?
Oh, man.
God, I don't even know.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm on that plane of existence yet.
not quite that elevated.
I'm still just trying to make...
We're getting there.
Yeah. Just trying to make good comic books, let alone ones that are freaking going to withstand the test of time.
That are just bulletproof?
Yeah, I mean...
All right, so let me ask you this then. Artist-wise, who you guys liking right now, or who's left a mark on you?
there's Declan Shelby. Mm. I love his style. I've only seen him mostly on, you know, covers of Deadpool, but I want to see, you know, some like super in-depth art from him.
A few interiors?
Yeah. But I mean, I haven't done a lot of research, so I don't know what else, you know, what exactly else he's done.
It's not like they do need to do like an IMDb style for comic
right,
books.
Do.
I mean, they
that
really
would be awesome.
Do.
Maybe that's something we need to put out to hit the mark, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Get everybody involved.
And
on the other side of the
on the other side.
And the artist that I'm just digging right now, pretty much anything that Zach Howard puts out.
Zach Howard, local artist,
yeah,
actually.
Definitely, yeah, definitely good.
Yeah, and he's an awesome guy to talk to, so.
Yeah, Zach's got a lot of information. So did you enjoy, like, The Cape?
Oh, yeah.
Or Wild Blue Yonder?
Yep, got both of them, both hardcover, and I was fortunate enough to get to talk to him right when I bought them, so I got him signed as well.
Okay.
Him, Sean Crystal, and Sean Murphy.
Sean Murphy.
Again, yeah, I got to bring up Sean Murphy. His stuff is, it's just gorgeous. I mean, even his cover recently for Tokyo Ghost of just the main character's back.
The whole outline and the whole picture. Actually, you know what? I'm so pissed that Tokyo Ghost is over.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm just...
It was such a gorgeous book, and it was written so well. It was just one of those books that when I got to the end, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Crap.
And I, you know what? And I don't know if I liked the end of it. Because, I mean, it was so just like... And you knew Dent was going to go.
Right.
It was just how was he going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just kind of, I wanted half Tokyo to go with him.
Right?
I
was
really
expecting
did.
Like a gigantic bloodbath.
I was too.
But I mean, there was kind of a bloodbath throughout. So
but it was kind of a bloodbath. I mean, especially when the old man gets it.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to give away spoilers on it.
Yeah.
Tokyo Ghost.
I still have to read.
Tokyo Ghost is probably the, I would almost give it book of the year if it wasn't for the new Seven to Eternity.
I have not read that one yet.
Which issue 2 just came out, and it is tremendous. I mean, it is. That's the next one for me.
Some of those then.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Because, yeah. That
and you're so far behind on. How far behind on Tokyo Ghost are you?
All the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
The trade, I think, just came out.
I am 100%
behind. The trade is out. You can get caught up quick.
Yeah. That's true.
But, yeah, the depiction on the cover of Just Her Back was just sexier now. Oh, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I stared at it for like an hour. And I was like, if I drew a back, you'd look at it for like half a second and be like, oh, that's somebody's back.
No.
But looking at that back, I was
the
like.
The lighting, the texture, all of it.
The cross-hatching, just the.
Yes.
Incredible. It was just incredible.
I'm gonna have to step my game up, I guess.
You see, that's the one nice thing about being an artist. You can kind of look at something and put your own interpretive spin on it. As a writer, that's called plagiarism.
Exactly.
My art is a tribute to your style. My writing, you stole my entire chapter 2. It was really good.
But it was a good chapter 2.
It was a good chapter 2.
Just wanted to, you know, read it again.
That's right. I thought everyone would like it, in case they hadn't read it yet.
Yeah.
Checks in the mail. So, are you guys back in class now, or are you on break?
We are right smack in the middle of a quarter.
Okay.
We're, between week 5 and 6 right now. We go to 11, so.
All right.
Yeah, you know, just kind of weekend funning it up down here at Rocky Mountain Con.
Now, if they wanted to purchase your anthology, the book that you have on the table, where do they need to go to get it?
They can contact us by email, which for me would be b.cordle27@gmail.com.
Okay.
What about you, John?
And then they could also contact me at jpbeauchamp24@gmail.com.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's my last name. It's a goofy one.
You need to just... Shield.
It's I know. I need to do something with it because it's kind of long. But
and then, do you have it for sale at the Art Institute? Say, if someone came down to the Art Institute or was down there, or you know, actually goes to school there.
Well, I'm always at the Art Institute,
okay,
and I always have copies with me. So in a way,
I'm there Tuesday from noon to 4:30. Or Wednesday from 7:30 to 4:30.
And if someone wanted to join the club, What do they need to do? I mean, do you have to, is there a rite of passage? Do they have to take a test?
Not necessarily. You know what? Honestly, I'm not sure the policy of the school. I mean, if somebody was a student, it's not a big deal.
Right.
I'm not. Yeah. I would have to look at the logistics of that, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to join,
I walked in.
I mean,
I'll let anybody in if I can get in the joint.
But yeah, if you wanted to join the comic book league, you could definitely contact us, and we'll see what we can get going.
Do you guys have a Facebook page for the league yet?
We have one.
We do. It hasn't been updated in a long time.
Yeah, it was kind of the last president's
thing. Probably should
be a new one. I need to get...
Oh, so you have elections.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I just barely became president, so I need to get caught up on the Facebook page and everything, because I don't even have the password for it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, it's kind of hard to get into it without the password.
Yeah, that's
definitely a task.
True.
But, it sounds like we need to step our game up in the social media area.
I think so, because you guys... I mean,
we got to get some Twitter handles.
Twitter handles. The book looks great. In fact, you guys were showing a little bit. I haven't seen the finished product, so I got to get over there and check it out. And
But each of the anthologies from this year are $5 a piece, and then we do have one from previous... Denver Comic Con 2015
right.
for $3.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's just collective of quite a few different student works. So, I mean, definitely worth a check out.
And you never know who's going to break out. I mean, J. Scott Campbell was a student here in Colorado, and look at him now. And you could have the next, you know, Tim Sale over there. And, of course, your students, the money does go to a good cut. Starving students.
Yeah, we use the money to, I mean, we're working on getting banners up so we can, you know, be a legitimate, you know,
club.
any con that we go to. But
and then, of course, the money also helps us get tables at conventions like this. It really, pretty much everything we earn, we just put right back into the club to try to get ourselves out there and noticed.
So, we're really trying to pave the way for up-and-coming artists that are, you know, working alongside us and, you know, doing everything we can to help out the comic community.
Now, do you help people coming up, or have you guys submitted for like Marvel or DC or talking to them as far as how to put a page or a panel together?
We have worked a little bit with you know, page layouts, how to build your panels, how to make your panels work with your story. You know, obviously the...
Because there is a science to it. You can't... Is how you follow the panel as far as how it tells the story
Of
that.
The most important panel in your story probably should be the biggest one. I mean, just little tips like that. Yeah, we're working on that kind of stuff.
Having Jay there to constantly critique our stuff definitely helps.
He does stay on top of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he does.
You can't do something wrong and he not notice. He's all over it.
Yes. But Jay's good that way.
But
he's constructive.
Yes.
He's constructive. He's not berating.
Yeah. Right.
He is constructive, and he's just trying to make you better.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely there in a helpful way, not just to be like, oh, this looks like garbage. You should fix it.
Yes.
He might say that.
He'll make suggestions.
But then he'll tell you how to fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
So he
does. Did you think about doing this or doing that or tweaking this?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're constantly trying to help everybody else, you know. I mean, a lot of artists, you know, like to tear the people down so they can, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's easier that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Now what I did.
But yeah, no, I mean, we're really not those people. You know, we want to help. We want to see good comics be made, you know. We want people to succeed at doing what they love.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very important to us.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
Probably email now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, send them an email. Check them out at the Colorado Institute of Art, and I'm sure now you'll get the Facebook page updated.
Yeah, we will get that up and going as soon as we're done talking.
Mr. President, sir.
Exactly. Flooding that social media.
I'm just the president. I never said I'd be good at it.
I'm sorry. School of Donald Trump? Did you go to college there?
No, that shut down before I got there.
Oh, but I got some meat just for showing up. Nice. All right, gentlemen, go sell some comics, and I will let you out of here. In the meantime, we're all stories, so make it a good one.